like to praise and thank God that we can gather this morning to worship Him together.
感谢神，今天早上我们可以聚集来这边一起敬拜主。
So every single year we have only two times that we can come and gather for spiritual convocation.
一年我们有两次，那这联恩布道会能够来敬拜神。
So this morning I'd like to share with you one father, three mothers.
今天早上我的题目是一父三个母。
So let me ask Hannah, Hannah, how many mothers and fathers do you have?You have one mother, one father, right?
Hannah 说她有一个父亲，一个母亲。
But a lot of time in the spirit, we also should have one father and one mother.
在这个属灵的灵域里头，我们应该有一父一母。
But a lot of time, we have more than one father, and we have more than one mothers.
但事实上，我们有一位以上的父亲，一位以上的母亲。
You can see every man who born of a woman, we have only one mother.
每一个在这个里面生下来的就是一个父亲一个母亲。
And also we have only one father.
我们只有一位父。
Unless you're like me, because for me I was adopted when I was a young boy, so I have two mothers and I had two fathers.
因为我是小的时候就被领养，所以我就是有一个养父，还有生父，养母还有生母。
But my real father I have only one, and my real mother is only one.
但是我真正的父亲只有一位，真正的母亲也只有一位。
And the same thing for us as a Christian.
对我们基督徒也是一样。
We have only one heavenly father.
我们只有一位天父。
And we have only one heavenly mother.
那我们也只有在只有一位在这个天上的母亲。
That's why to this morning I would like to share with you one father, three mothers.
所以今天早上题目是一父三母。
But actually, what we need to do is only have one father and one mother.
但事实上我们只有一父跟一母。
So let's go to 1 John first.
我们先打开约翰一书。
1 John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰一书第一章的十二节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰一书一章十二节。
So when we read this verse, please keep in mind how many, right, verse 12 and 13, how many different ways can we be born of?
First John chapter 1.
Yes, chapter 1. I'm sorry, not First John. John chapter 1. Verse 12 and 13, I'm sorry.
不好意思，约翰福音。
Yes, John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
十二节跟十三节。
And when we read verse 13, please keep in mind how many different ways we can be born with.
那么我们在读这个十二节、十三节的时候呢，我们注意一下到底是我们可以在什么情况之下被生。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Verse 13.
十三节。
Who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So we can see it.
第十二节。凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So in verse 12 say, but as many as receive him, to them he give the right to become children of God.
所以十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，乃是赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And these children of God, right, those who believe in his name.
就是那些信他名的人做神的儿女。
But when we read in verse 13, how many ways can we be born with of?
那么十三节我们看有几种方式我们可以被生。
How many ways? In Chinese, right? In Chinese, they're the same thing.
One way.
Two. Mama say two. Uncle say four. How many of us say two? How many of us say four? Three. We get two, three, four. How many ways? Right. The first one is.We were born not of blood, right?
第一个就是说不是从血气生的。
So not of blood is one way.
所以这个血气生是一位。
And the other one is nor of the will of the flesh.
也不是从情意生的。
So this is the second way.
这是第二个方式。
And then the third way, nor of the will of man.
第三种是不是从人意生的。
And then we have one more, but of God.
但是是从神生的。
So we as the children of God, we are born of God.
所以我们既是神的儿女，是从神生的。
But even though there's three other ways that we can be born with, but we as the children of God, we only born of one way.
虽然还有另外三种方式可以借着而生，但是我们是借着神而生的。
So that's why for us as a Christian, we really need to think about this concept.
所以我们做一个基督徒，我们要想一想这个观念。
Because everything we do, we have to do according to our Heavenly Father.
因为我们做事情都要照着父神的旨意而做。
The day that we are baptized, we are born again.
因为我们受洗那一天，我们就是从神而生。
And this time we born because not the blood of our father, mother, but the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个时候不是借着这个血气的父母而生的，乃是在主耶稣基督里的而生的。
So that's why we have only one father.
所以我们只有一父。
And this father is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个父就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this father is our heavenly father up in heaven.
这父也是这个天上的父。
So if we don't understand this concept, then many things that we will do things according to this world.
若是我们不了解这个观念，那我们做很多事情都是这个随从这个世界的世俗而做。
Because if you're born of blood, if you're born of flesh, if you're born of a man, all these things is all belong to the world.
因为都是我们从这个血气或者情欲或者人一生的这都是属世界的。
And people in the world they live everything according to the world.
那么属世界的人他们都是随从今世的风俗而行事。
And the prince of this world is Satan himself.
那么这个世界的王就是这魔鬼。
But we are born of God.
但是我是从神而生。
So we need to do things according to God's will.
所以我们要照着神的旨意而做事。
If we do things according to God's will, then God is a heavenly Father.
都是我们照着主的旨意来行事，那么父神他就是我们的父。
Let's go to the first father.
我们再看第一位父。
Right, there's only one father and three mothers.
就是一父三母。
So how many children did Abraham have?
亚伯拉罕有几个孩子？
How many children did he have?
有几个？
How many children did he have?
亚伯拉罕有几个孩子？
Anybody know? What did Mama say?What did Mama say?
古词是讲说，我是 say many, many.
Many, okay. Abraham many son, right? Father Abraham, so he had many son.
亚伯拉罕众人之父，所以他有很多孩子。
But actually, Abraham, he has sons, right? In different aspect and different numbers.
但是亚伯拉罕他有很多的孩子就是从不同的角度那么也不同的数目。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 25.
我们看这个创世纪的第二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪的二十五章。
Chapter 25, starting from verse 1.
二十五章第一节读起。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
第一节到第三节。
So when you read these verses, please keep in mind how many sons here does Abraham have?
我们读的时候来记住一下到底亚伯兰有几个孩子。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Verse 2.
第二节。
And she bore him Zebron, Jokhan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Right? And verse 3.
第三节。
Jokshan begot Shaba, Distan, and the son of Dedan were, all these names are very difficult to pronounce, right? Asherim, Latusim, and Layumim.So can you read for us, Uncle?
是
Verse 1, verse
2. 二十五章第一节说亚伯拉罕又起了一妻叫做拉叫做基土拉，那么基土拉给他生了新南、耶山、米旦、米典、以斯巴和苏雅。第三节耶山生了四巴和底旦，底旦的祖孙就是亚苏列、亚苏利族这个利都四族和利乌米族
okay, yes. Amen. So we can see, so how many sons did Abraham have with Keturah?
所以呢，这个从亚伯兰从这个基土拉生了几个孩子。
How many sons?
有几个孩子？三、四、五、six,
Yes.
有六个。
And verse 2, right? Abraham have six sons.
所以第二节记载说这个亚伯兰从基土拉生了六个孩子。
Of course, Abraham is the father.
当然亚伯兰是父。
For example, if I ask Uncle Sam, right, who are you, if you talk about your genealogy, right, and then you say, who are you born of?
比方说问这个刘叔叔说，那你从你的这个族谱来讲，你是由谁而生的？
For example, in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3.
比方说在马太福音的第一章跟路加福音的第三章。
It's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ's genealogy.
就提到这个主耶稣基督的家谱。
And then every time they say genealogy, they say, you know, somebody begot somebody.
那么提到这个一个人家谱的时候，就是谁是从谁而生的。
For example, Abraham begot Isaac.
比方说亚伯兰他生的这个以撒。
And Isaac begot Jacob.
以撒生了雅各。
So if you look at all the names are all, the genealogy all come from a man.
所以我们可以看见这个家谱呢，都是记载男人的名字。
For if you ask me, Vudi, who did I born off? I say off my father. I can never say off my mother, right? Because the genealogy always come from the father.
比方说，我问你说，Vudi，那你是从谁而生的？我要说是从我父亲而生的。因为家谱就是记载父亲男人的名字，没有记载母亲女人的名字。
So that's why in China before, right, they allow only one child.
这个以前这个中国大陆只有准一家一对夫妻只有一个孩子。
And many parents they want a male child because if they have a woman child, then the descendant is gone, right? Because when she married someone.Then the genealogy is gone. The name is gone.
所以大家都喜欢有这个男孩子，因为生一个女孩子以后，这女孩子嫁人就不是起他们自己家族的这个姓了就好像就这样没有后代子孙了。
But here is very interesting. We read verse 4.
但是我们读第四节就很有趣的事情。
And verse 4, the last sentence says, "All these were the children of Keturah."
第四节的末后一句话说，这多是基土拉基土拉的子孙。
Even though Abraham is the father,
虽然说亚伯兰是父
but actually the children, the Bible said, all the children belong to Keturah, not to Abraham.
但是圣经讲说这些都是基土拉的子孙，而不是说是亚伯拉的子孙。
So Abraham with Keturah, he had 6 children.
所以亚伯拉罕跟基土拉，他有6个孩子。
Now Abraham, right? Let's go to Galatians chapter 4.
我们来看这个加拉太书的第四章。
Just keep all these things in your mind, then we will conclude, and then we know. Really, we can see why our church is a true church of God.
因为我们这样子记载这记在心里头，我们就可以了解为什么说我们教会是属神的这个真教会。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Start from verse 21.
第二十一节读起。
Verse 21 to verse 26.
二十一节到二十六节。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Verse 22.
22节
For it is written that Abraham had 2 sons, the one by a born woman, the other by a free woman. Verse 23.
第23节
But he who was the born woman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise. Verse 24.
24节
Which things are symbolic, for these are the 2 covenants, the one from Mount Sinai which gave birth to bondage, which is Hagar. Verse 25.
25节
For this Hagar is born Mount Sinai in Arabia, and correspond to Jerusalem which now is, and is in bondage with her children. Verse 26.
26节
But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. So we can see in these 6 verses, right?It describes under the law how many children Abraham has.
所以这几段圣经记载是说，在律法之下，亚伯兰有几个孩子。
How many sons did Abraham has under the law?
就说律法上亚伯兰有几个孩子。
Two, right? It's very clear Abraham had 2 sons.
就说亚伯兰有两个儿子。
But 2 sons, one born from Hagar, which is under bondage.
一个是由这个夏甲有儿生的，那么那个就是在捆绑之下。
And the second son is born of Sarah, which is of the promise.
第二个就是由这个撒拉而生的是凭着应许而生的。
So under Keturah, Abraham had 6. Under Keturah, 6 sons.
所以这个在这个基土拉亚伯兰他有6个孩子。
Under the law, Abraham had 2 sons.
但是从律法之下，亚伯兰只有2个孩子。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 22.
我们再回到创世纪的第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
二十二章。
Chapter 22, verse 1 and verse 2.
二十二章的第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节。
Now it came to pass after this thing that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Verse 2.
第二节
Then he said, Take now your only son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah.
这个第一节说这些事以后神要试验亚伯拉罕就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里第二节神说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去
So in the eye of God how many sons does Abraham have?
所以事实上在神的眼中亚伯拉罕有几个孩子
Yes Only one
就是只有一个
So this is the important concept for us is through Jesus Church
所以也是因为这样子我们这个真教会的观念很重要
Why in the eye of God that is only one son. Why?
啊，为什么在神眼中亚伯兰只有一个独生的儿子
？Why? Why is this?
Right. 应许有什么？凭着 promise， 亚伯就是 promise.
Right. Only one son that is promised.
啊，因为只有一个是凭着应许而生的。
So really, True Church is a promise church.
啊，所以我们真耶稣教会是从应许而生的。
So we understand this concept, and then our faith will increase.
啊，我们了解这点，我们的信心就会增强。
Why nowadays there's many different denominations, over 1,000 denominations in the world?
啊，因为今天有这么多啊，成千以上的这个教派在啊这个世界上。
But there's only one church, is the Bride of Christ.
啊，但事实上只有一个教会啊，是这个主耶稣他的新娘。
Only one church is the Body of Christ.
啊，还是基督的身体。
Can you imagine if someone walked through this door and have two bodies, right?
啊，你可以想象一个人啊，走进这个门，但是他有带有两个身体吗
？This would be very strange.
啊，那么这样子就很奇怪了。
Because every single one of us have only one body.
啊，因为每一个人只有一个身体。
So let's go back to Abraham.
啊，我们再回到这亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham, even though he have six children, but his children belong to Keturah.
啊，亚伯拉虽然说有六个孩子是属于这个基土拉而生的
，but Under the law, he has two sons.
啊，但是呢，在律法之下，他只有两个。
One under Hagar and one under Sarah.
一个是从夏甲而生，一个是从撒拉而生。
But in the eye of God, Abraham has only one son.
啊，但是在神的眼中，啊，亚伯兰只有一个儿子。
So for us, the same thing in True Jesus Church.
啊，所以我们真理啊，我们在这个主的眼中，这个真教会也是一样。
There's many churches in the world.
啊，在世界上有很多的教会教
派。And there's many denominations in the world.
很多的教派。
But there's only one true church.
啊，但是只有一个真教会。
And the church is the bride of Christ.
那么这真教会就是基督的新妇。
Because in the beginning, we have only God arranged only one wife, one husband.
啊，因为神在起初的时候啊，就是啊预定啊，就是一个啊一个丈夫一个妻子。
So our Lord Jesus Christ cannot have many bride or many wives.
所以主耶稣基督他不可能有很多的新娘。
So, but what happened if Keturah's son called Abraham father?
啊，但是都是基土拉啊，从基土拉而生的儿子，他们称亚伯兰是父。
How would Abraham respond?
那亚伯兰会怎么回答？
啊 ，If the sixth son say, "Father Abraham," right? How would Abraham respond?
啊，基土拉的六个儿子啊，称这亚伯兰说父亲啊，那亚伯兰是怎么回答呢？
Yes, yes, my sons, right?
亚伯兰会回答说：“是的，我的儿子啊。”
He have to say yes, my sons.
当然是亚伯兰会说：“是的，我的儿子。”
Doesn't because why? Because they belong to him.
因为这些孩子是属于他的，没错。
But the sons is not the promised one.
啊，但是这些孩子呢，并不是凭着应许而生的。
Why is not the promised one?
为什么不是凭着应许呢
？Let's go look deeper into Keturah's children.
啊，我们再看清楚一点，从基土拉的。
Keturah's children, how they were born?
啊，基土拉的孩子是怎么生的？
Right.If you look closely, I see they are born of blood.
啊，事实上他们是从血气而生的。
So this means naturally, right? When Abraham and Keturah get together, they intimate, and then they are born. So it's very easy, right? That's it's our blood. It's natural.
啊，所以亚伯拉罕跟基土拉亲近啊，那么借着血气啊，他生了六个孩子，这是对的。
So and another thing, also the will of the flesh.
那么这事实上就是从血气而生的。
Of course, when a man and woman marry, and then they have intimate relationship, why? Because they have fleshly desire, so they also can have children.
啊，这个一啊，这个啊，这个一对夫妻结婚之后啊，他们有这个血气啊的结合，所以他们会有孩子。
And all these three ways are natural ways.
那么这个就是啊，这个三种的方式啊，都是这个自然的方式。
Actually, it's nothing wrong with these natural ways.
啊，这个自然的方式没有任何错误的。
But it's not completely right.
啊，但也不是完全正确。
When it comes to the spiritual things that God wants to teach us，
啊，就是因为我们提到这属灵的经义啊，就是神所要教导我们的。
That's also Keturah, right? They born the will of man。
啊，这基土拉而生的，那就是从人的这个血气而
生的。Why did Abraham have the six children？
啊，亚伯拉为什么有六个啊六个孩子从基土拉而生
？Because maybe Keturah say, "Hey, Abraham, I want some children." So Abraham say, "Okay.Let's have some children, right? It's very easy.
啊，这个基土拉啊跟亚伯兰这个结合啊，那么啊，这个基土拉要求亚伯兰说我要孩子啊，所以因此他们就有六个孩子。
Many churches in the world they are born through these three ways.
那么事实上，今天很多啊，这个世界上的教会教派也是从这三种方式而生的。
Really, the most unique things in our church, if you look for the founder of our church, we always say the founder is the Holy Spirit, right?
啊，因为我们常常提到说，我们教会的创始人啊，事实上就是圣灵。
If you look at any other church, the founder, you can see human name on there, people's name on there.
啊，这个别的教会教派，你说你们创始人是谁？他们总是有人的名字在上面。
Because a lot of people they build a church by their own will, their own way.
啊，因为很多人他们建立教会啊，是凭着自己的意思。
That's why the founder of the church they always become very rich if the church is prosperous.
啊，所以这个教会的创始人啊，都是很有钱啊，若是他所建立教会教派很大的话。
And most of the founder of the church become senior pastors, right?
那么
church
啊，他们在教会里面就成为这个资深的这个传道人。
If you look at our church, it's very different.
啊，你看我们教会就很不同了。
You can see the senior pastors they are not millionaires, right? They also have to suffer financially sometimes.
啊，看我们教会的这个资深传道人啊，没有一个是百万富翁的啊，他们常在经济上也是很辛苦。
But out of denomination, you can see they live a very good life.
啊，但是你看这个别的教会教派啊，他们这个创始人啊，就成为很富有的人。
This time when I was in Ghana.
啊，这一次我到加拿去。
And one of the African brothers, he went up, you know, and then he shared with us something.
啊，有一个这个徽州的弟兄来跟我们分享他的一些见证。
He said, "True Jesus Church is so different from other church."
啊，他说这真耶稣教会跟别的教会的确很不同。
He said, "Before I came to True Jesus Church, there are many other missionaries from other church come to Ghana also."
啊，他说在我还没有加入真耶稣教会之前啊，以前有很多的这个传教士啊到这个加拿来。
When all the missionary comes, first the members can never talk to the missionary.
啊，当这个宣教士来的时候呢，首先教会的信徒不能直接跟这些宣教士讲话。
And the members cannot sit in the same car as the missionary.
啊，这个就是这个信徒也不能够跟这个国外的宣教士同一部车。
And the members cannot eat in the same table as the missionary.
啊，这个教会的这个信徒不能够跟这个宣教士同桌吃饭。
But when he came to True Jesus Church,
啊，但是呢，我到真耶稣教会以后
，they eat with us.
这个传道跟我们一起吃饭。
They sleep with us.
啊，跟我们同睡。
Right, and we go everywhere. If we walk together. We take a car, we go together.
啊，我们都是要出去，我们是同车出去啊，我们一起行走。
Even one time we went to the baptismal site.
啊，有一次我们到这个洗礼的地方。
In that time, there's about 25 people who are going to the baptismal site.
啊，一共有25个人到这个洗礼的场地去。
Of course, we order a van, but the van never show up.
啊，我们订了一部这个小这个巴士，但是巴士车没来。
So we had to walk about 45 minutes to an hour.
啊，所以我们要走这个45分钟到一个小时的路程。
But during that time, there are many women who has little babies.
啊，当时候呢，有很多教会的姐妹，她们要带着自己的婴孩。
So for us, we run the taxi just for those women who have little babies, and we walk ourselves to the baptismal site.
啊，所以是当时候教会呢就租了几部这个 taxi 啊，那么。Taxi 呢？在这些这个姐妹带有孩子的，那其他的人我们就同步而行了。
But for the members, they cannot believe. They say, "How can you, a missionary, you walk and we ride in the car?" They cannot believe it.
啊，当时信徒觉得很惊讶，他们想说，他们不敢相信啊，这个宣教士啊，就是教会的传道。怎么能够跟我们信徒同走呢？以前我们绝对不能够跟这些国外的新教士一起走路的。
I remember also last year when I was in Kenya.
啊，我还记得去年我在肯雅。
During time, a famous pastor from the United States is going there, right? A Pentecostal church.
啊，就是
从 Baptist church.
哦，啊，在美国啊，这个非常有名的一个就是这个浸信会的传道人到那边去。
You know, when Pastor Cole and I were there, everywhere we go, we walk.
啊，这个科传道跟我到肯雅的时候，我们都是到处用步行的。
First, the pastor when the pastor come, he come in a helicopter.、
Right? 啊，但是呢，这个国外这个有名的这个这个浸信会的传道人来他是坐这个直升机而降下来。
And everywhere they go, they take a limousine.
啊，每天呢，他们到各地方跑去呢，他们是要这个这个坐这个最好的的士的车子。
And they stay in a 5-star hotel.、Right?
啊，他们要住在这5星级的这个旅馆。
So during that time, really a big contrast between Our ministers, right? Our workers from Trinity Church than the workers from other denominations.
所以在当时这样子比较起来是很绝大的这个区别，是我们天主教传道跟这个外教会的传道。
Can you imagine they're in helicopters, different places, and we just walking, right?
你想想看，他们是坐的直升机啊，到处啊停，那我们是走路的。
Actually, not because we are better than anybody else.
也不是说我们比别人更好。
But we know the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们了解主耶稣他的教导。
All of us are brothers and sisters.
因为我们大家都是互相。
No one is better than anybody else.
没有一个比另外一个更好的。
Actually, the workers of God is the servant of all the saints inside the church.
那么事实上，神的工人就是在教会里面众人的仆人。
Why? Because we are all born of the blood of Christ.
因为我们都是借着主耶稣的血而生
的。So nobody better than anybody in church.
所以在教会没有一个人比别人更好。
But if you're born of blood, you're born the flesh of man and the will of man, then your attitude will be very different.
但是你都是从这个血气或者从人的人的情义而生的，那么你的服事的态度就很不同了。
There's a pastor. His name is Clifton Dollar. He's a very famous pastor. His last name is Dollar, like money dollar.
有一个这个宣教士很有名，他叫 Clifton Dollar. 他的姓就是Dollar.
Everything he talks about is about making money, right?
因为他每次讲到都是讲到要怎么样子赚大钱。
So many people love him.
所以很多人很喜欢跟从他。
He just built a church in New York, $126 million for a church. Can you imagine that?
刚在纽约建了这个1260万的这个大的这个会堂。
And Avi's, of course, when they fly always first class.
所以他们每次这个坐飞机都是这个头等舱。
But this one he have his own jet, he have own airplane.
那么这个传道人不仅是不坐头等舱，他有自己的私人包机。
And one of my wife's friend when he's working, right, he live in Boston, and this preacher is in New York.
那么我太太上班的地方呢他有一个人住在这 Boston 那么这个这个牧师呢，他是教会是在纽约。
He was on the waiting list to go see this pastor for many months.
Right. 那么我太太的这个同事呢，他要等着这名字要在这个等待人的这个名录当中，他要等了好几个月才能见他们这个教会的名目。
When you go to see him, it's not free. It's $50-$60 per ticket.
不是说你这样就可以免费的见你的牧师你要买这个票一张票要50-60块钱。
So this friend is willing to drive all the way from Boston to New York, right, and spend all this money just to see him. This is really amazing.
所以这个我太太同事呢，他情愿从这 Boston 的地方要开车好几个钟头然后等着这个他的名额到的时候，他才能够见这个牧师。
But look at Trinity Church.
但是你今天看真耶稣教会。
Today we charge no one to come here to listen to the word of God.
今天我们免费的来这边听这个道理。
But nobody is here.
但是不是很多人在。
Of course, maybe we start will need to start charging or something like that, right?
说不定我们开始要收费才对了。
But this is really the will of God.
但事实上这就是神的旨意。
Because those who truly born of God.
因为真正从神而生的
they will hear the word of God.
他们要听神的话
and their heart be moved by the word of God.
他们的心也会被神的话所感动
So let's also turn to Genesis chapter 25.
我们来看创世纪的第25章
Chapter 25.
25章
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪25章
Chapter 25, verse 5.
第25章的第五节
So verse 6.
第六节
But Abraham gave gifts to the son of the concubine which Abraham had, and while he was still living, they sent them eastward, away from Isaac his son, to the country of the east.
他说亚伯拉把财物分给他这个遮出的种子，趁着自己还在世的时候，打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去。
So Genesis chapter 25 verse 6, Abraham gave gifts to his son.
这里说亚伯兰把财物分给他遮出的这个粽子。
So that's why do not be surprised. All the other people who worship God, God also gave them signs and miracles.
所以我们不要觉得奇怪因为敬拜神的人神在他们当中也会显出他的神迹。
Just like if the six sons called Abraham father, he will answer, "Yes, my son."
就好像从这个亚土拉所生的这六个孩子。他们称亚伯兰说父亚伯兰也是回答说是的
So many people who worship God when they pray to God they receive healings And everything like that, the same thing. They receive these kind of gifts.
啊，所以这个外教会他们向神祷告啊，神也是啊给他们啊这个这些礼物啊，比方说这病得到医治等等。
So that's why do not be surprised.
啊，所以我们看到这些事，我们不需要惊讶。
Many people perform miracles and signs in the name of Jesus.
啊，很多人也是奉主耶稣圣名啊，在啊这个神迹奇事。
Many people also cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
啊，很多啊这个外教的牧师也是奉耶稣的名赶出魔鬼。
Because in the beginning when I first came to True Jesus Church,
因为我刚开始到我们真耶稣教会的
时候, and I have another co-worker, he's a very faithful Christian.
我有另外一个同事啊，他是一个非常忠心的一个基督徒。
Because there are time I say, you know, the day to worship God is on Saturday, right?
因为当时我跟他讲说，我们敬拜神安息圣日是在礼拜六，不是礼拜天。
But when I talk to my co-worker, she go to church Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so she cover the whole weekend, right? So I have nothing to say to her, right? Even on Saturday too, right?
我的同事他礼拜六礼拜天啊，都是到教会，所以他不管说安息是哪一天，他总是在教会。
And in a time, one of her members possessed by evil spirit.
那么结果呢？有一次啊，他们一个教会的信徒啊，给魔鬼附身。
And during that time, they cast out the demon, right?
那他们要奉主的名把这魔鬼赶出去。
They say during that time when they say in the name of Jesus Christ, the person possessed by evil spirit, they feel so hot, they feel like burning, and they're yelling, "Please do not cast me out! Please do not cast me out!" Right?
他跟我见证说，当他们祷告奉主耶稣圣名赶魔鬼的时候，这个护鬼的人他觉得他身体好像发高烧，然后魔鬼借着他说，请你们不要把我赶出去，不要把我赶出去。
In the beginning, I don't understand.Why are they not the true church of God?
所以刚开始的时候不太了解为什么他们不是真教会也能这样做。
God is also with them.
神也是跟他们同在。
And then after I read the Bible, then I realize.
但是我读了圣经以后我就了解。
Actually, many people receive healing. Many people receive the blessing from God.
事实上也有很多人他们得到神的这个福气。
Just like the 5,000 received the bread and fish.
就好像五千的众人他们从主的手中得到鱼跟饼而吃。
But miracle and sign does not bring them to salvation.
但是这个神迹奇事倒不是能够带他们来得救。
This is just a gift from God to them.
这只是神的恩典这神的礼物给他们。
God is a loving God.
因为神他是一个慈爱的父神。
He let the sun shine on the good and on the evil.
他的日光这个照好人也照歹人。
And right now the air that we breathe.
我们今天所吸收的空气。
Actually, the people in jail, they also breathe the same air, right?
就是被关在监狱的人，他们也是呼吸同样的空气。
Because God loves everybody.
因为神爱所有的众人。
Because He's the source of love.
因为他就是爱的源头。
But then we have to talk about the promise.
但是我们要提到应许的事。
Even though He loves them, it doesn't mean they are the chosen people of God.
虽然说神也爱他们，但并不是说他们就是神所拣选的。
So Abraham gave gifts to his six children.
所以亚伯兰把这个礼物也给他这个遮出的粽子。
Just like God gave gifts to many Christians in nowadays.
就好像今天神把他的恩典给很多这个信他的人。
Well, let's also do another one.
我们再来看另外一个。
Under the law, Hagar.
就是在律法之下这个下
角。And look at closely here.
我们看清楚一点。
First, let's go to Genesis chapter 16.
我们看这个创世纪的十六章。
Genesis chapter 16.
创世纪十六章。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children.And she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar, verse 2.
第二节。
So Sarai said to Abram, See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her. And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarai, verse 3.
第三节。
Then Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. After Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, verse 4.
第四节。
So he went into Hagar,And she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. So we can see in these four verses very clear. First, the reason Ishmael was born because born of blood, right, through a man.
我们小心的来看这四节，就知道这个以斯玛利是照着人的意思而生的。
He's also born of the will of the flesh.
也是照着血气而生的。
And also the will of a man.
是人意而生的。
Because during that time, even though God, right, already promised Abraham, yes, and Sarah, I will give you a son.
啊，虽然当时主啊这个啊神已经答应亚伯拉罕跟撒拉啊，说我要给你一个应许的儿子。
But during the time my Sarai said to Abraham, "Hey, God have restrained for give me a son. Why don't you go into my maidservant and maybe through her I will receive a child?"
啊，但是撒拉跟亚伯拉罕说啊，我年纪老迈了啊，这断了这个啊经期了啊，我。所以你跟我的使女夏甲来生一个孩子吧。
So because of this word from Sarah, and then Abraham went ahead and went to Hagar, and then they conceived and received a son.
所以亚伯拉就听这个撒拉的建议啊，跟使女夏甲去生了一个儿子。
So under the law from Hagar, under the law from Hagar.
从律法之下啊，就是这个借着夏甲。
Anybody born of that, born of blood, will of the flesh, and also will of man.
所以呢，他们就是借这个血气而生的啊，借着这个仁义而生的啊，这个啊，借着情欲而生的。
But whoever born under Hagar, they born under bondage.
但是呢，从夏甲而生的啊，事实上就是啊，这个这成为为奴的。
For example, the Orthodox Jews.
比方说这个啊，这个犹太人啊，就是啊啊，这个传统的犹太人。
They are very fervent in serving God.
他们也是很热心的来服侍神。
Just like Saul, right before he converted to Paul.
就好像是扫罗还没有改变成保罗之前。
They really love God.
这个扫罗也是热心的服侍神。
But they are under the law.
但是按着律法之下。
And they under bondage.
事实上就是为奴的。
So this means whatever they practice in the Old Testament, now Jesus, the one that come to establish and make everything complete.
所以呢，今天的犹太人还是照着旧约的律法他们没有想到主耶稣来就成为这个新约的宗保。
Just like the Seventh-day Adventists, for example.
比如说今天的这个安息日会。
They worship on Saturday.
他们也是礼拜六安息日
聚会。But on Saturday they cannot turn anything on, right? They come into the church, no light, no cooking, no nothing, things like that. So this means they still live under the law.
安息日会的信徒，他们礼拜六来聚会他们也不这个不煮饭不这个点灯等等。
So because under law, they under bondage.
律法之下就是在这个智库在牢靠之下。
If you compare the children of Keturah and under the law, right, Ishmael, there's altogether seven of them.
所以呢，若是从这一这个这个基土拉还有这个夏甲有生的。就是这亚伯拉也有七个儿子。
But of the free woman is only one.
但是从一个自由的这个妇人而生的只有一个。
So do not be surprised, right? That there's so many other people believe in Jesus.
所以当我们看见有这么多人，他们是都是相信耶稣基督的时候。
There's so many churches in the world.
在世界上有这么多的教会。
Why? Because it's only one true Jesus church.
但是为什么只有一个这个？
It's only one that born out of promise.
是照着神的应许而生的。
So that's why for us we are very few.
所以对我们来讲，我们人数很少。
But already Jesus told us already.
但是主耶稣已经应许我们。
Many are called.
很多人这个被这个被呼召
，But few are chosen.
但是被选上的很少。
The wide road will lead to destruction.
这个宽的道路是导致死亡。
But the narrow road will lead to eternal life.
但是这个窄路导致得到永生。
So for every single one of us who are born of God.
所以每一个人借着神而生的。
This is very special for every single one of us.
所以我们的确是这个成为神。很特殊的这个显明。
But sometimes we want to be like the other people.
但是有时候我们想像别人一样。
Sometimes we want to be like the children of Keturah.
我们很像成了基土他的孩子一样。
Sometimes we want to be the children of Hagar.
有时候我们要像这个夏甲的儿子一样。
Because sometimes we see these many wonderful things out there.
因为我们看见这外面有很多很这个美好的事情。
Really, these people are born of blood.
这些是从血气而生
的。They are born of the will of the flesh.
是借着这个情欲而生的。
They are born the will of man.
照着仁义而生的。
So if every single one of us are not born of God,
所以我们都不是从照神的旨意而生的。
All these three things will be attractive to us.
那么这三样事情对我们来讲就是一个很大诱惑。
Average people each day watch 5 hours of television.
就是平均每一个人花5个小时看电视。
So the only thing that they do more, right, in their life.Is sleeping and eating.
那么除此之外，就是他们吃而且睡。
So, but actually many of our members also love to watch television.
那么事实上我们教会很多的信徒也喜欢看电视。
Why? Because when you watch, then your desire, your flesh is very enjoy, right? Enjoy in everything.
啊，因为你看这个电视节目的时候呢，就好像你里面的情欲就得到很多的满足。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
啊，我还记得我刚信主的时候。
That time I was doing kung fu.、Right?
啊，那个时候我很喜欢这个打功夫。
And I love to watch television.
啊，所以我很喜欢看电视。
Especially all the kung fu movies, right?
啊，我很喜欢看这个这打功夫的这个这电影。
Like Wong Fei Hung, right? All the series Wong Fei Hung, right? I really love those kind of stuff.
啊，像这王飞鸿啊， right. 这个电影的系列我最喜欢看。
And also love like you know action movies.
啊，我也喜欢看那些这武打动作的这个影片。
So there are time, of course, I work with a lot of people have problems. So after my work, I feel very tired, and all I want to do is watch television.
啊，因为在我的工作啊，我接触很多。啊，这个心啊，这个心里有很多问题的人啊，所以工作完之后，我想要这个啊，能够休息，我就看着电视。
But during the time I talked to one of the deacons.
啊，但是那个时候我跟教会一个执事说话。
And he said to me, "Oh, last week I feel very guilty."
啊，他说上个礼拜我觉得很有罪恶感。
I say why?
我说为什么
？And he said, "Oh, I spent 3 hours watching the basketball championship." Right.
啊，因为说他上个礼拜我花了3个小时啊，看见这个啊这个棒球比赛的这个冠亚军决赛。
So for me, I say to myself, you feel guilty as watching basketball championship, right?
我说哦，你看这个棒球赛的冠亚军，你就觉得心里头很难过。
How about me? I watch many things, right?
对于我是看了很多的不同的影片。
So there are time I say to myself, how can this deacon feel like this?
啊，我就问自己说，为什么这个执事会这样说呢
？Because there are time my fleshly desire really is very difficult for me to overcome.
啊，因为当时候啊，我这个血气的情欲啊，很让我啊这个不能说不看电视。
Just like Paul said, right? The good things I want to do, I cannot do.
啊，就好像保罗所说的是，我立志行善由得我，但行出来却由不得我。
But the bad things I don't want to do, I do.
那些我不愿意做的事情，我倒去做
了。At least every single one of us is like this if you're not born of the Spirit.
啊，所以我们每一个人啊，若不是借着这个啊，这灵力而生的话，我们也是一样。
Even though in the Spirit when we're baptized, we're born of God.
啊，虽然说啊，这个在灵力，我们是借着主耶稣啊的宝血受洗得洁净了。
But we need to kill our old self.
啊，但是我们要致死我们的老我。
We need to crucify our old self.
啊，我们要把这老我钉死在十字架上。
So we don't fulfill the desire of our flesh.
我们就不会啊来照着情欲来做事。
So during this time, I make determined to get rid of my cable.
啊，所以那个时候呢，我就下决心了，我就把这个。
Oh, it's very difficult.
啊，这个电视啊就除掉。
Usually when I come from home and I like, hey, there's no cable to watch, right?
啊，刚开始很困难，因为回到家，我说啊，我没有这个这个电视可以看。
Even though there's no cable to watch, I still have the local channel about 5-6 of them.
啊，虽然说没有这个用钱订的这些电视节目，但是我还可以看这个啊地方上的电视节目。
So I still spend time doing that.
所以我还是在看的地方的节目。
And also I had a VCR.
那我还有一个 VCR.
And I live right across from a movie rental place.
啊，而且我住在这个人家租电影的隔壁。
Even though I don't have cable, every other days I go and rent some movies to watch.
啊，所以我虽然没有说特别花钱去订这个。这个有限的这个电视节目，但是每天我还是去租这个电影来看。
So I know, this thing is not good for me.
啊，但是我始终觉得这个事情对我不好。
So during the time I pray to God.
啊，所以我向神祷告。
I say, God, please, I want to overcome these things.
啊，他说，我说神啊，我要这个胜过这些。
Of course, TV is nothing bad within itself.
啊，当然电视本身没有说不好。
Or movies is nothing bad within itself. You be able to pick the right one.
啊，若是你这个。啊，有效的去选择这个电影的话，电影也不是不好。
But for me, I know I have no self-control during that time.
啊，但是我知道当时我没有很好的这个自制的能力。
I remember the day that I pray a lot.
啊，我记得有一天我好好的祷告。
The day I read the Bible a lot.
啊，那天我就。
When I go to the movie video of the video store.
啊，那我去租电影的的店。
I would spend a half an hour in there.
啊，我会花半个小时时间。
I cannot find anything to watch.
啊，我没有办法挑选一个电影可以看。
But if I don't pray a lot,
啊，但是我们不好的祷告。
I don't read a lot.
啊，不读神的话。
I go to the video store.
那我去这个电影店。
I came back with my hands full of movies.
啊，我手上就很多的租了很多的电影。
And then I realized, if we do not crucify our old self,
啊，所以我就知道，我若是没有钉死自己
，we live under the bondage of sin。
啊，我们还是活在罪的捆绑之下。
But if we are born of God，
啊，但是我们都是从神而生。
If we live in the Spirit，
而且是啊，活在神的圣灵里面。
And then we can overcome these sinful ways。
我们就可以胜过这个世界的
罪。So for me, don't I pray to God? I got rid of my TV, my VCR。
啊，所以借着祷告，我就把我这个电视啊，还有这个啊，这个换电影的这个啊，这个录影机也拿。
Of course, during that time, I have like a withdrawal effect, right? Because during that time, I'm home, I have nothing. I feel like, oh, I have nothing at home to do.
啊，刚开始是我很不习惯，因为回到家里啊，我发觉啊，这个过去的这娱乐我都没有了，那我不知道做什么。
Actually, even though right now I don't have TV.
啊，到现在为止我也没有电视。
The reason I don't have TV because I know I have no self-control. That's why.
啊，我没有这个啊这个电视，因为我知道我的自制能力不够。
For me, if I spend 1 hour, 2 hours watching TV, this means.I have no time to do anything else. I'm already very busy already.
啊，因为都是我花一两个小时看电视或者是电影的话，那我就没有剩余的时间来做别的事。
But many people are like this in the world.
啊，但是啊，今天呢，这个在世界上很多人就是。
So my goal, even though I'm born of God.
啊，所以呢，啊，虽然我的目标说我是从神
而生的。I need to live in the Spirit.
啊，但是我要借着圣灵而生。
And only by living the Spirit that I can overcome my fleshly desire.
那么只有借着圣灵而生，我才能够胜过我自己的。
If I cannot overcome my fleshly desire, this means I was born under Hagar or born under Keturah.
啊，因为我若是没有办法借着圣灵而生，那么我就是还是在这个律法的捆绑之下，就是好像这个啊，借着夏甲而生。
But every single one of us, we are born of promise.
但是每一个人都是借着神的应许而生。
Because born of promise is born of God.
啊，因为从应许而生就是从神而生。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 26, four, chapter 4 verse 26.
我们看加拉太书的第四章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 26.
啊，加拉太书的第啊。四章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 26。
加拉太书第四章二十六节。
4:26。
四章二十六节。
But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. Verse 28。
二十八节。
Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise.
啊，这里二十六节说，那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的。他是我们的母。二十八节说，弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
We know the Jerusalem above is true Jesus Church.
啊，这个在上的耶路撒冷，那就是我们真耶稣教会。
And Jerusalem above is free.
啊，而且是自主的。
And this is the mother of us all.
啊，而且她是我们的母。
Because we are born of promise.
啊，因为我们是借着应许而生的。
Let's also turn to First John chapter 5.
啊，我们看这个约翰一书的第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章
First John chapter 5 verse 4
第五章第四节
For whoever is born of God overcomes the world And this is the victory that has overcome the world our faith
说凡从神而生的就胜过世界使我们胜过世界的就是我们的信心
Actually we need to have faith
我们要有信心
Just like Abraham have faith in God
就好像亚伯拉罕对神有信心。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ already overcome the world.
因为我们主耶稣基督他也胜过世界了。
We as His children also can overcome the world.
我们做主耶稣的儿女也可以同样胜过世界。
But we need to have faith.
但是我们要信心。
We need to realize.
我们要了解。
You can see many other denominations. Believe me, I know many other Christians they are better than we are. Really.
我知道有很多这个别的这个教会外教会的这个信徒比我们还更好。
Some of them, right, they spend their whole life feeding the poor.
有些人他们终生呢他们牺牲来这个周济贫穷。
You can see in Africa why we as fugitives can go there now, we don't get killed, right?
今天我们到非洲去传福音这个我们不会被杀。
In the early years, when the missionaries go there from other denominations, some of them get eaten alive, right? They eat them, they kill them and everything.
早期的时候，这个外教会的这个宣教士到非洲去传福音，他们活活的被吃了。
Actually, we are not saved because we are good.
我们不是说因为我们比他们更好。
We are saved because of grace of God.
我们得救没有说我们比他们更好，我们乃是因为神的恩典。
I'm sure the emperor in China before they had many children.
我相信以前这个中国的皇帝有很多的
孩子。I'm sure not all the children are beautiful looking.
当然不是每个孩子都是很英俊潇洒。
But if the children walk outside the street, everyone will bow down to them. Right?
但是这个皇帝的孩子的儿子。到外面走，每一个人在街上看到皇帝的儿子都要下跪。
Even though they are ugly, they still belong to the they are shy of the emperor.
虽然说这个他们不见得去英俊潇洒，但是还是皇帝的儿子。
Because sometimes we also are ugly spiritually.
有时候我们在属灵上也是不好，不好看。
But we need to be, we still belong to God.
但是我们还是属神的。
But make sure we don't go to the point that we become so ugly that God cannot recognize us anymore, right?
当然我们不要丑到这个这个天上的父都认不出我们来了。
So if we overcome the world,
所以我们都胜过世界。
Because we are born of God,
我们从神而生的。
Because we live in the Spirit,
我们只是活在圣灵里面。
And then we can inherit the kingdom of God.
这样子我们就是承续
神的国。This is the hope for every single one of us.
这是每一个人的指望。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
我们看这个创世纪二十五章。
Really, this is very interesting.
因为这是很有趣的事。
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac.
所以亚伯兰将一切所有的都给了以撒。
Hey, in this time he gave gifts to the sixth son of Keturah, but everything he had, he gave to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕把他的财物给他遮出的孩子，但是他把所有的财物给他的这个以撒。
So that's why do not be jealous, right? When other people, other denominations, sometimes they experience miracles and signs.They do many wonderful things there, but that's only the gifts. But we as the children of God, just like Isaac, we will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
所以当我们看见这个外教会他们这个也有这个神的神迹的时候，我们不要说有出嫉妒的心，因为亚伯拉罕也把财物给那遮刺的种子，但是他是把所有的给以扫。
For example, Sister Yudi, you have a house, right? You and Brother Ku have a house, right?
好像这 Yudi 有一个房子。
And I know you like me very much. I know you guys like me very much, right?
那我也知道你们很喜欢我。
So maybe you give me different gifts, right? You bring me food, you bring me some medicine sometimes, right?
所以你就给我一些财物一些礼物。
But would you give me your house? You have a nice house. I want your house.
那你会不会把你的房子也给我
？They would never give me their house. Really?
他们不会把房子给我。
Because I'm not their child.
因为我不是他们的孩子。
So the house they will give to Noah and Hannah.
他们会把这房子给这个 Noah 或是 Hannah.
Why? Because whatever they have, the children would inherit.
因为他们所有的这房子，他们孩子就会继承
他们所有的。But sometimes the children can get jealous of me, right? Hey, why do you give Woody so many gifts, so many things? Right? The children can say sometimes.
但是有时候因为他们送给我的礼物，就引起他们孩子的嫉妒了。
But the thing is, we should not be jealous.
但事实上，我们不应该嫉妒。
Why? Because the gift is very small compared to the whole inheritance.
因为这个财物跟所有的一切比较起来，这小的财物是很少的一部分。
That's why in Christ is the same thing.
在基督里头也是一样。
Though many people receive different gifts, different healing, do not be jealous.
因为我们看见这个外教会也有很多的这个这个得到医治。
Because on the end days, just like Abraham, he sent all his son away from Isaac.
因为到最后时候呢，就好像是亚伯拉罕，他把他这个从遮出的种子呢要离开他而去。
Just like God on the end day will separate, right, the sheep from the goat.
就好像神最后的时候。要把这个山羊跟绵羊分开一样。
And then he sent them away. Sent them away.
这亚伯拉把这些孩子就赶打发他们离开。
But Abraham gave everything to Isaac.
但是亚伯拉把所有一切的给这个以扫。
And this is my hope.
这就是我的希望。
Even though we serve in True Jesus Church.
现在我们在这个真教会不是主。
Of course, maybe the pay is not as good as other church.
当然我们这个所得到的薪水比别的教还少。
My mother, right? She's a Greek Orthodox.
因为我的这个养母，她本身是希腊正教。
The priests in Greek Orthodox they make $100,000 a year.
这个希腊正教的牧师一年的年薪是十万以上。
And then they buy them a house.
而且他们要送给他一个。
And of course, they have cell phone, have a car.
他们有这个私人的这电话，他们有自己的包车。
And holiday season, just like Easter just passed, right?
就好像刚过去的复活节。
They make extra money.
那个复活节的时候，他们更多的赚更多的钱。
Why? Because during holiday, people request for special prayer, so they would pray for them. Then people would give them $20, $30. That's what I used to do before when I was there. I know.
那么在这个复活节的时候，信徒要求传道帮他们这个祷告那个祷告他们就收会，所以他们就会赚更多的钱。
But why do all the workers in True Jesus Church willing to work and serve God in True Jesus Church?
但是我们真教会的传道人为什么愿意在真教会来服侍？
For sure, it's not the money.
当然不是为了钱。
And look at our work, right? Our workload is very difficult.
而且看见我们的工作量的确是很多。
Can you imagine, right? You all, if you list all the workload that we have in True Jesus Church, There's no other church do what we do.
啊，都是我们把这工作量都加起来，就看见没有一个教会像我们真教会这么多的这么大的工作量。
Last Sunday we went to Ha's aunt to visit.
啊，上个礼拜天啊，我带我的太太哈的这个。
She's a devoted Catholic.
啊，一个啊亲戚家去访问，她是一个很虔诚的天主教徒。
So I think of course we share the gospel with them.
啊，当然我们跟他们传我们的这个前辈福音。
Hey, Rudy, you want? We need a youth pastor in our church. We can hire you to become a pastor in the church.
他们就跟我讲说，啊，布里啊，我们教会需要有一个年轻的传道，你是不是愿意来我们这边工作？很高的薪水聘你呢？
那 of course I tell him, no, I'm a pastor in True Jesus Church.
啊，我刚才说不是的，我是在真耶稣教会当传道。
That's all right. It's only they think that if you're a pastor in a certain church, you only do that part time, right? Then you work, you do whatever you need to do, some other different things.
啊，他们讲说，你既然是做传道，你这只是有半时间。那其他时间都是你的，你可以自由地去做别的事吧。
I see, we are the only reason I'm here in True Jesus Church.
啊，那么我今天啊，唯一的原因我在真耶稣教
会。Because this is only Church of God.
因为这是啊，独一属神的教会。
This is only the Bride of Christ.
啊，这是唯一的这个。
Even though we suffer now.
啊，虽然说我们现在受苦。
But on the end, we will inherit the whole kingdom of heaven.
啊，但是最后时候我们要承续神的国度。
But we need to have faith to have this kind of concept.
但是我们必须要有信心，才能够持续下这种观念。
So may God continue to guide us.
啊，愿神继续的带领我们。
And so we can have the wisdom really to discern and work harder for our Lord.
啊，所以我们有这个属灵的这个智慧啊，能够了解神的旨意。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
我们大家低头同心默祷。